Guys, thank you very much. As much as I love the AM 820 scoreboard show after this contest and up to 11 o'clock, I love listening to these guys and their insights at halftime as well, too, and see what's going on. And yes, guys, I'll agree. If Reynoldsburg and Lancaster play next Thursday for the OCC Ohio Crown, I am not going to be upset at all. I had that a couple years ago when Gahanna played Pick Central in Week 10. All right, total offense in the first half. Whitehall at 169, Reedy at 154 for the Rams. It breaks down 123 rushing, 46 passing, 63 on the ground for Reedy and 91 in the air. 7 first downs apiece, 6 penalties for 60 yards for Whitehall, 5 for 35 for Reedy. 2 turnovers by Whitehall, 1 by Reedy. Foley, 13 carries, 59 yards, 2 touchdowns for Reedy. Cantor passing for 7, 91 yards and interception. Sanders, 5 carries, 13 yards, and 2 catches for 29 yards. Bird has 11 carries for 105 yards. He's 2 of 6 passing for 18 yards and an interception. He has 2 catches for 28 yards and a touchdown. So of the 169 yards Whitehall has in the first half, you look at Ramel Bird, and he's directly responsible for 151 of the 169. And Wayne Blackshear, when I saw him come out, he didn't look like he was ready to play for the second half. He was going off kind of timidly at halftime. I wonder about his injury status. Also, we knew that we wouldn't see Gordon early on in this contest, but so far we haven't seen anything of Christian Gordon in the first half, so we'll update that scenario as well, too. We knew that he wouldn't start, but we thought he might get a chance to play. A bouncing kick, it's scooped up by Javon Blackshear at the 27, gives ground to the 25 to the 30, 35, far side, 40, 45, midfield, Blackshear 45 to the 40, 35, down the sidelines, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and Blackshear takes it the distance, 71 yards with a touchdown, boom, just like that, it's 14-13.
Exactly what couldn't happen to Reedy did. And now you're going to fire up the Whitehall sideline. I mean, I'm sure they went at halftime. The coaches got a little aggravated with 14-7 and all the penalties and all that. Now you got a little mojo working for them. So you're going to have to come back and do something special if you're Reedy.
So Blackshear takes it the distance, some 71 yards on the bouncy kick. And now they have a chance with the extra point to tie this at 14 apiece. We played 14 seconds of the second half as Jose Kircher is on the field. Again, they get him twice a week for 20 minutes each time. He's a member of the soccer team as well, too, until the soccer team ends their campaign. Blackshear, who scored, is the holder. The snap, the kick, it is up, and we are tied at 14. We'll take a quick break right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
And welcome back to Fortress Obetz. Early in the second half, and I mean 14 seconds in, we are tied at 14, and it didn't take long, Larry, did it?
It did not. Now Reedy's going to have to answer, and you're going to get a short kickoff here from Whitehall. So if Jack Foley gets it, or Jay Sean gets it, you know, you have a chance to do the same thing back.
And Foley, the last man on the field now as he migrates back to inside the 20-yard line. Norris near side, and for the Silver Knights, silver helmets, blue jerseys with silver numerals, blue pants. They're going from right to left in the second half to start this third quarter. On the other side, Whitehall with the white jerseys, black numerals, black pants, and the Rams needed one more guy. And they've got now 11 on the field as it's teed up by Jose and character. Right smack dab in the middle field on a night that we had pretty much rain from the get-go. We had senior night here at Fortress Obetz. This is the home field of Bishop Reedy. And it's teed up at 40, and I think the rain has stopped and starts again. Mid-second quarter is at its heaviest. And right now, Reedy is looking for an answer 14 seconds in. And this is scooted along the ground, and it will be scooped up by Norris at around the 17 to the 20 to the 25-yard line. It drilled right at the 23.
The kickoff for Reedy.
So, Reedy will get the ball with 11:40 left to go and a first down. All right. We saw Cole Cantor, the freshman and quarterback in the first half. Your thoughts about his performance and what the Knights have to do here in quarter number three?
He played just fine. I think what Reedy's going to have to do here in the second half is they're going to have to throw the football on first and or second down. If they get into that third and eight, not a good situation for a freshman quarterback to be thrown against this defensive backfield.
11:40 left to go. First and 10 for the Silver Knights. One wide either side. Dent to the bottom. Norris to the top. Readjustment by Stiltner, the tight end, to the bottom of the set. Back slightly offset from the I formation. And Kander under center on the first down play. Foley gets it. Looks for a gap. Nothing inside. Bounces it outside. Has a gap. 25 up to the 30-yard line. Ball's free at the 31. And let's see if the Rams have it. They say they do, and they don't lie. It's Freeman who's got the football. Keon Freeman comes up with the football as Foley went down at the 30. It's squirted loose, and they're going to give the ball to the Rams at the 31-yard line. So just like that, one mistake and then another, and Whitehall's got a short field with 11:32 left to go in the third.
Two big mistakes by Reedy just to come out of the half, and you just like, can we start this thing over if you're Reedy? You know, you just want to start over.
It's like a late wake-up call for the start of the second half now. First and 10. Mark the ball at the 31. Bird, little tunnel. Outside it goes on the quick toss. And the pass is caught by Christian Gordon. And Gordon is pushed back from the 31 to the 44-yard line. And that is Stiltner, who is flexing his muscles at the end of that play. Now, Gordon, we mentioned, was not a factor in the first half. But we mentioned that he wouldn't be. So we knew he was kind of being told that he would not get a chance to start. And he comes out, gets the ball to start the second half. I'm going to say his forward progress was stopped just inside the 37-yard line. So a mega loss on the play of about six. It'll be second down and 16 from there. 10:55 left to go. Two wide to the bottom, one to the top, and H-back to the top. Sucky in motion to the bottom. They're going to hand it off. And it looks like Blackshear is back in there, and he'll get some contact and go inside the 32 to the 31. So he's a little gimpy at the end of the first half, but he looks to be good to start the second half. And Blackshear with a nice game.
Nick Kamer came up and stuck him pretty good that time. It's a good form tackle, had his head up, seat down. It was a good solid hit.
We mentioned that Kander and Baum and Hawkins and Kamer will alternate, and they'll keep it on the ground again and try to push the ball inside the 29-yard line. Not a whole lot there that time, so it's going to set up a third down play with 10 to 15 left to go. Rams sometimes take their time and actually make it fourth down. Hardenberg makes the hit on the play. So you're looking at a situation that's, again, a 45-yard field goal, so out of the range. So Bird and company will go for it on a fourth down and seven now from the 28-yard line with three wide to the bottom, one to the top. Bird rolling to his right, looking.
Screen back.
Yep, they weren't going to, but Stuckey was covered, and he'll tuck, and he'll make something. 20, 15, Bird, 10, 5, and the acceleration at the near hash. He found the opening and takes it in for the touchdown. And just like that, they were down by a touchdown. The Rams are now up by six. It's 20-14 with 9:48 left to go in the third quarter. And who says there's not a light switch in high school football?
There was going to be a throwback screen. Reedy had it defended perfectly. And so, well, when in doubt, just give the ball to Ramel Bird and let him run it. And that's what he did.
Yeah, Stuckey went to the far side of the field, but he drew two defenders. So Bird said, I'll just tuck it. Went outside the right hash, then cut it back in, and then followed the hash in to the middle of the field. Bad snap that time. Blackshear is going to pick it up, throw it in the end zone for the two-point try, and it is good for two. So they make something out of nothing on the play as they toss it into the end zone. Michael Bivens makes the catch for the two-point conversion. So it's 22-14 on the bad snap. Javon Blackshear picks it up, throws it with 9:48 left to go. It's 22-14. We'll pause for 30 seconds right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Larry, the bad news is Delaware has scored. The good news is Darby still leads the Pacers 21-7, and Olentangy Orange has a 10-3 lead, over Liberty.
So are you happy with that score over the Pacers and for your Panthers?
Well, it was better when it was 21-0. Listen, this is a big game for both these teams. They're both 6-2. And whoever wins this game is going to have a shot to get in the playoffs.
And really, you can see the Panthers being 6-2, but the Pacers at 6-2, a bit of a surprise here in 2018.
Well, they got off to a good start. You know, they beat up a couple teams early on that weren't quite as strong, but they got a little mojo going. And when you do that, you know, average teams become good teams.
Four-play, 31-yard drive after the fumble. Took 1:44 off the clock. 28 yards by Bird for the touchdown on the return up to the 38-yard line, and that is it. Now, Bird, 13 carries, 136 yards, and a touchdown. So, Reedy blinked their eyes. They were up by seven. Now they're down by seven with 9:44 left to go. It'll be first and 10 Silver Knights near hash going right to left from the 38-yard line.
Well, in 2 minutes and 16 seconds, you know, you're talking about 2 minutes and 16 seconds, you know, 15 points. That's hard to do.
And things are going right because even with the snap being bad on the extra point try, Blacks are able to roll and find big number 9 in the end zone, Michael Evans, for the two-point try. So now it's 22-14. First and 10. Silver Knights don't have to worry, though. Plenty of time here. They're going to hand it off to Sanders, alone back in the backfield. Just a simple play with a fullback taking it right up the gut. And the quick opener yields about 2 yards on the play. Second down and 8 from the 40.
I think they're really setting up the jet sweep here, because they moved their tailback over to the slot side, and it looks like they might be able to do that again and run him in the jet sweep.
All right, we'll see what happens here on a second and 8 from the 40-yard line. Foley's actually wide to the bottom of the formation. Too wide at the top. It's Norris in the slot. Let's see if they bring him back around. Foley's going down to pass, and Cantor lost the handle. Picks it up, rolls, is caught for almost nothing. It was a dangerous pass in the flat. Diagonal throw that took a long time to get there. Freeman on the coverage. Dent makes the catch. And let's see where they give him forward progress. To the 41-yard line?
Wow. He fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
And picked it up and panicked a little bit and then just threw it out there. And that could have been a pick six.
Looked like they were going to say he was stopped at the 39, but they give him to the 41-yard line, so they pick up a few on the play. It'll be third down.
They just had the wrong side of the line, that's all.
There you go. With 8:32 left to go, just a reminder, glad to have you aboard on AM 820 or go live to stgabrielradio.com. Once you go to stgabrielradio.com, click on Listen Live, and you can hear the game that way tonight as well, too, if you're portable. Third and 7, low snap. Cantor looks, throws on the out pattern for Dent, overthrows him. Again, a low snap, and I think there's a tendency as a freshman quarterback to panic just a little bit. When the snap was low, he overcompensated, and the pass was high to Dent, so now it's a fourth down.
Well, two things happen. One, you lose sight of your receiver because you're trying to find a football down. You don't see the coverage. You don't see your receiver, and you're just throwing to where he should be instead of where he is, and you don't really have good sight lines.
Ayala, the punt, standing back at his own 27-yard line.
Gordon,
and now it is Christian Gordon back deep at the 29. Also, Javon Blackshear is going back as an up man at the 42. Long count. Ayala's got it. Gets it off. It is a low
line
drive. Unless it's caught, which it is at the 33-yard line. Currently, the Rams are schooled up on the fact that don't let the ball roll forever as it's scooped up on a hop by Melvin Tinsley. And he'll bring it back just a couple yards. 27 on the punt, 2 on the return. First and 10 Rams as they get it back now. Again, 8:08 left to go. Third time they've had a chance now to score in this third quarter. And we're early in the second half at 22-14 Rams.
Well, Reedy needs to get their sea legs under him here and put a stop up on the board, or Whitehall's going to run away with this thing. Because right now, they're going downhill. Whitehall's going. They're running downhill. They got big momentum going.
Empty backfield. Blackshear in motion, though, bottom to top, and he's going to get the handoff. Double handoff on the reverse. Spin move by Gordon, and Gordon is brought down whip at the 34-yard line. So again, Blackshear got it on the jet sweep and then gave it back to Gordon.
And that was going to be a reverse, and Reedy had the reverse stop again. Reedy's getting players in the right places. They've obviously done a good job of scouting, and they're doing it. They just have to finish and make the tackle.
Jacob Robinson stayed at home that time to help make the hit on the play. A guy that we knew would play some in the line on either side if he was healthy enough, fighting an ankle sprain that he got earlier in the campaign. Second down and 10. Bird taking a long time looking at the back judge right now. No hand up just yet. 7:30 left to go. Too wide to the bottom. On the handoff again. They scoop it back now to Gordon. He finds a gap across the 40. Little sidestep up to the 45 to the 47-yard line. But there could be a flag on the play, and we could have a hold with 7:21 left to go. Our referee tonight is Charlie McDill.
That's what we're going to have.
Flags at the 39. Charlie, what do you got?
Stop him by Robinson. On the offense, 10-yard penalty. Redo second down.
So holding on the offense for 10 yards. We'll move it back. And the Silver Knights have a chance to play defense with the ball back at the 29-yard line. They need to get it to the 44, so they need 15 yards. Again, no huddle for the Rams. They come right up the line on a second down and 15 from the 29. Two wide to either side, one back in the backfield. Bird wants to throw. looks, pressure on from his left, rolls, and tries to get away. And he does somehow extricates himself from pressure across the 30 to the 34. There was a guy on either side. Was there a late flag at the end of that play, too, it looked like?
Flag on the play.
He got to the 34. We'll see if they grabbed the handlebar, perhaps. But somehow, he got through that jam in the backfield with a guy on either side. A little stutter step. And I think it's going to be a face mask against the Silver Knights.
Personal foul. Face mask. On the defense. That's 15 yards. First down.
So that gets them out of a what could have been a third down and long. So now it's a first down for the Rams with 7:08 left to go, up by 8. And get the ball near midfield at the 49.
Well, right now it's a tale of two different halves. I mean, the first half really played a fairly flawless game. And Whitehall made mistakes, and now Reedy's making mistakes.
Tight set, too wide to the bottom. Blackshear off the left side, the opposite side, gets it to the 49, pushes the scrum. Here we go with the high school football scrum. This time they blow the whistle. That time they blow it rather rapidly, and that is a play that they're going to really have to look at the end of the season and consider the damage that can happen. And Larry, you and I talked about it, and we had it on a Thursday night a couple weeks ago where we had an injury inside that scrum.
It's set up to have injuries because the only way you stop it is you have to go in and cut legs, and you want to teach your kids to do that. You don't want to teach your kids. First of all, you have to lower your head to do it. You don't want to do that. And second of all, you're going to get trampled by a whole lot of feet. You don't want to do that either.
Gain of 3 second and 7 now from the 48 of the Silver Knights. Bird rolling to his right, tucking, going inside the 45, and just extends his body to the 40-yard line. That student body right. That's going to be enough for first down for the Rams near the 40 with 6:17 left to go in the third.
I think he's going to be about a yard short, Randy. They're going to mark him back here. The 42.
We've had some interesting marks in this contest. Let's see where they mark it. At the 42-yard line, it's going to be third down and less than one.
Well, I got to believe Blackshear is going to get this, where the quarterback's just going to follow Blackshear.
They readjust. Freeman, the H-back, goes into a slot to the top. Now he's going to be in motion, kind of like an H-back. And Blackshear will not get the handoff. It'll be kept by Berg. Spins, gets away from two guys. And here we go with a scrum at the 41-yard line again. And they blow the whistle. And I think they'll give them forward progress to the 41. And we have a Silver Knight down on the field at the 46-yard line. Hanging on to his arm right now.
He might be Nick Kamer. I'm not sure. I think it's 55.
With 5:37 left to go in the third. Resetting, Whitehall comes in at 7-1 on the campaign. And when you look at where they stand, they're 6th in Division 2, Region 7 on the other side. When you take a look at the Silver Knights, they are 11th in Division 5, Region 19. Must be somebody on the roof here because it sounds like our tenant up there is upset when they got the bill for the month or something. 5:37 left to go. They still attend to the player down on the field. As they do that, we'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
So Larry Kamer comes off the field under his own power right now, going through some stretching exercises. Looked like he may have taken a shot to the chest or something, as he's now stretching hands up, then hands to the side, then back up again. The ball at the 41-yard line. First and 10 from there. Keep it on the ground. Work it outside. Inside the 35. Down to the 30-yard line. A nice gain on the play as the handoff that time goes to Isaiah Boney.
Boney
will take it inside the 31 and should have enough if they go where he actually went down for a first down at the 30 near hash. First and 10 for Whitehall with 5:22 left to go. And Larry, you talked about a tale of different halves. It's just a tale of 6 minutes that have turned the tide for the Rams.
Well, Keon Freeman that time had a great block on the outside on Cole Matthews. Just drove him right off the field.
H-back in motion. Blackshear gets the handoff. Nothing. At the 30, ball free at the 31. Silver Knights say they have it. And they may have it at the bottom of the pile at the 31-yard line. As he tried to do the spin, it was knocked away. And I think the Silver Knights have the football.
Jacob Robinson on the recovery. That was a great hit by the Reedy defense. I'm not sure who it was, but they put a hat right on the ball, and the ball just popped straight out.
So give it back to the Silver Knights, down by 8, 5:07 left to go here in the third quarter.
Plays at the 31-yard line.
First down,
Reedy.
First and 10 from the 31 for Canner and Company. Foley in the backfield lines up to his left. Cole from the gun on his first down play for Reedy, down by 8. One wide to either side. And Canner on the quick slant has Dantzler a little behind him, makes the catch though out across the 40. And shields the ball from the defender and backs his way up to the 44-yard line for a first down for the Silver Knights.
Now that's what they call at the next level, an RPO, a run-pass option. I'm not sure that's a run-pass option for Reedy. I think they were just going to fake the run and throw it. But at the collegiate level and the pro level, they actually read the linebacker on that one, and they fake the inside zone, and if the linebacker steps up, they throw right behind him on the slant. That's exactly what they did here with Cade Dent.
Is it time for a dose of Jack Foley now?
Well, it's first down, so I like the same play. It's going to be good again.
From the 45-yard line, first and 10. Foley's got it. Nothing to the right. Cuts back to the left. Gets away from two defenders. Spins up, and Freeman corrals him at the 49-yard line. I say that a number of times tonight, but I actually see Freeman take somebody and whirl him around before he brings him down. They're going to say his knee touched at the 48, so a gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 7.
It's not a bad first down play. Reedy needs to get at least 3 on each of these because they need to move the chains and keep the football.
Second and 7 from there, and Canter throughout this contest has been going to the sidelines to get the play, then running back to the huddle. Early on, there were some problems, and they had a couple of delay of games, but looks like that's been worked out. The freshman on a long count, looking on the out pattern. The pass was tipped. He was looking for Dent, but the pass was tipped. Dent was going to the outside, but because of the deflection, the ball fell to the inside. And Blackshear didn't see it. Blackshear slow to get up, but he's more upset with himself that he didn't play the ball instead of the guy that time. If he would have looked to his left, he would have seen the football deflected back towards the middle of the field.
Now, back in the old days, you would be allowed to cut. Your lineman would go out and just cut the feet of the defender and then roll into him to get their hands down. You're not allowed to do that anymore, so you get a lot of deflections on those short passes.
Metz out, Sanders back in at fullback. Third down and 7 now for the Silver Knights. 4 minutes left to go in the third. 22-14 the tally in this one. Canter rolling right, pressure on, trying to get away from Freeman, and he cannot. Freeman got him. Got him by the ankles and wrapped him up at the 42, fell forward to the 43-yard line. Canter, it looked like for a second, was going to be able to escape it, but Freeman able to make the hit, and Keon is going to force a fourth and long, nearly 12 now for the Silver Knights, with 3:48 left.
Now, all of those routes were deep breaking routes. They were in the 12 to 14 yard. I know they're trying to get the first down, and you had to get at least 8 yards or so. Well, Reedy doesn't have the ability to block that blitz that long. Their guys can't get open.
Aiello to punt from his own 29. Gordon back at his own 25-yard line. 3.5 left to go. Nice snap. There's the kick. This one is a high hanging punt. Gordon retreats back over his head inside the 15, the 10, the 5, and it's going to die inside the 3 at the 2-yard line. Wolf. That's
hey.
The way you draw it up.
Is that Wolf?
Oh, that was you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was more W-O-O-F.
Oh, I feel better about that.
55 yards on the punt. So a little break there for the Silver Knights as it just dies inside the 5-yard line. Took one of those straight-up hops and came down and ran out of oxygen right at the 2.
The way punters are doing it now in the pros and the college level, anything. It used to be you stood at the 10-yard line and caught it. Now they're standing about the 6-yard line because these punters are so good, they punt the nose down and they hit an end-over-end kick and put the backspin on it like you would a wedge shot.
Like a golfer, yeah.
Yeah. And it just dies. That's not what he did there, but that's you have to change the way you catch punts now.
First and 98. Reedy'd like to get the 2 points back right here, you know.
Oh, yeah.
From the 2-yard line, Bird, student body left. Going to get out of the end zone, pushes blockers out of the way. Bounce it outside to the 5, to the 10. And runs out of real estate along the far side of the field. Just waited for his blocks and got an opening along the left side. And everybody went with him. And he's going to get more than enough for the first down. Had to get to about the 12-yard line. They're going to mark him out at the 14. Picks up 12 on the play. First and 10 for the 14 with 3:12 left.
It's a good thing it's not Canadian field because he'd had enough room to go the distance. He would have been gone.
That touchdown. No rouge or a single there, eh?
Hey.
First and 10 from the 14-yard line. Handed off. It is Oney, and Oney has a nice gain. They try to tackle the football, and on the spin move as they try to reach in there, he gets another 3 or 4 yards on the play, and Oney's going to have the ball up for a first down at the 27-yard line.
Reedy needed to get a stop deep in their territory here so that they could change field position, but right now it looks like Whitehall's just going to run the football.
And this time they go to the right. Gordon's got it. Gordon across the 30, nearly escaped, brought down to the 33-yard line. Whipped down on the play for the Silver Knights by Nick Kamer.
I mean, Gordon's not very big. He's 5'7", about 140 pounds, but he can flat scoot.
Great in space against what's down at 49 and 69-yard touchdown catches, like history, track, and basketball. Second down and four from just past the 34-yard line. Stuckey in motion. And the keeper by Bird, and kissed at the 30-yard line. Tried to turn the corner. Is that Gabe Hawkins that came shooting through? Is that 56 that made the hit?
It's either Hawkins or Kamer. It's one of the two.
Well, I think it's been Hawkins wearing his jersey kind of all scrunched up there. Or is it Hardenberg? That's Hardenberg at 58. So the 58 look alike, but he's kind of got the midriff thing going because he's got it all scrunched up. I'm surprised they haven't asked him to pull it back down. So no first down on the play. It'll be third down from the 31-yard line. Third down, they need six, and somebody left early. It was Mr. Oney, so it'll be a false start on the offense. With Charlie McDill making the call. Lost track of the count there to Mr. Oney. We'll mark it back to the 26-yard line. Big stand here, you would think, for the Silver Knights, right?
If they can get off the field right here, they're going to get the ball around midfield. This is the way the punting game is. It's about 25 yards in the air.
So third down and 11 from back at the 26-yard line. Is the breeze a factor?
It will be. It'll be into the face of Whitehall.
Bird back to throw. Pressure on, being pitched from both sides. Trying to get away from Hardenberg. Looks downfield, rolls, tries to throw. The pass is caught. And it's caught on the play by Stuckey. Stuckey's got it across midfield all the way down to the 48-yard line.
We may be beyond the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we'll see. Is there a flag? They're discussing it right now. I don't see a flag, but I thought he may have crossed. Is there a flag down here? It's on the 30. It's right on the line of the 30-yard line, splitting the 3 and the 0, Larry, on the far side.
I see it.
And we'll see if he was past the line when he tossed that with 126. Stuckey made the catch, but you have to close down Stuckey.
Stuckey's are open 24-7.
When's the last time you saw one?
Ineligible receiver downfield on the offense.
Well, you had your choice then, because I thought he was past the line, too. So, but they say ineligible downfield. So they'll move it back, and they'll make it third and even longer. When was the last time you saw Stuckey's open? There you go.
Think about that one. I haven't been down south lately.
The peanut clusters. Ball's going to be at the 22-yard line. I'm starting to think food now, too. They need to get it up to the 37, so they need about 15 yards.
It's not pecan, either. It's pecan. Pecan pie.
Pecan pie. What are you doing? Harry McSally there?
Yep, something like that.
1:13 and ticking. Four wide to the bottom, one to the top. Empty backfield for Bird, who rolls to the right where the four receivers are. Looks. Directs traffic, throws downfield. Pass incomplete. That's Stuckey at the 45-yard line. Dent all over him. And there's another flag. This one down to the 30-yard line. And I think they may have had an eligible downfield again.
Flag on the play.
I'm thinking that number 66 was about 15 yards downfield, but I could be wrong. I think Stephon Ellis was way downfield. We'll see.
I don't think you can miss Stephon Ellis if he's downfield. At 6 feet, 240. That's a big downfield.
Yep, same thing. The eligible downfield, it's declined. Because Ellis was down near the 40-yard line.
No, the deep backs.
He was open, too.
Yes, he was. Or too deep. But Cade Dent made a great play at breaking that pass up.
Tensley to punt for Whitehall.
Tensley standing back at his own 13-yard line. Twin safeties for the Silver Knights up near midfield.
Just catch the ball.
With 1:03 left to go in the third, 22-14, Whitehall leads. Pressure on Tinsley, not that deep, but he takes about a one-step drop in that almost hit Foley in the leg, and it bounces left and out of bounds. Boy, Foley came dangerously close to that ball, and it exited stage left, 30 yards on the punt, so pretty good field position for the Silver Knights near midfield with 57 seconds left in the third, and they're down by 8. All right, what would you like to see from the Silver Knights on this possession besides a touchdown?
I'd like to see the boot pass to start this drive. It's been open every time they've run it. It's first down. Whitehall's expecting a run play. Their linebacker will be up tight, and you'll get an easy pass in the flats. Or a pass down the middle to the tight end.
I think Freeman is very close to the line a number of times tonight. He's supposedly playing in the middle at linebacker.
That's the formation they like to do it out of right here.
And he's about 6 yards deep, though, right now. He's inching up. Backs from an eye, one wide to either side. The handoff, it goes to Foley. Foley got to the 49-yard line. That is in a gain of one on the play, maybe two, as Michael Bivens made the hit with 47 seconds left to go. As the rain has picked up again.
Got a penalty again. Might be a personal foul. Nope. It's going to be holding.
Rams are clapping right now. Ryan Cross out on the field. And this rain is coming down almost sideways now.
Well, the wind has picked up out of the south here.
Charlie McDill, what's going on down there?
Good ball. That's 14-yard combo. Number 88.
So unsportsmanlike, 15 yards against the Silver Knights. And this rain really coming down now in sheets, going diagonally from right to left across the field. And our umpire is actually holding on to the football right now because the wind, he's afraid to put it down. He's actually got it like a Joey Kangaroo inside his shirt with a towel as well wrapped around it, just trying to keep it dry as long as he can. So it's at the 35-yard line.
Blitz off the edge.
Second down at 23. Foley's got it. Foley's going to lose yards. And he's going to go down back inside the 30. He bounced off two defenders and is brought down in the backfield by Michael Bivens. He was hit at the 30 and he thought, okay, he's going to extricate himself and find some more yardage. Instead, he got lost even more yardage back inside the 30 to the 28.
We really didn't have much choice. They spun him around and threw him backwards. And he was, uh-oh, I'm still on my feet. I better take off running. And
loss of seven on the play. And Greg Sewaldy playing the role of meteorologist now showing me the weather, and we have a storm front that is coming through Obetz right now. Doesn't look to be that long.
Now, this is a critical play here because Reedy should have called timeout. The reason you call timeout is you're going to punt the ball with the wind on fourth down, and if you don't, now you're going to punt it into the wind because the quarter's going to end.
On a third down and forever, and that's the end of the third quarter. 22-14 with a gale-like breeze blowing from right to left, and we'll start the fourth quarter on the other end right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our two locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
Guys, Hartley has a 31-21 lead over North Canton Hoover heading into the third quarter. And Pick Central trails Reynoldsburg 17-14.
And here it is, third down and 30 now, with that breeze blowing from right to left with the rain. Reedy going against it. They're going to hand it off, keep it on the ground, get it up to the 32, maybe the 33-yard line, and that is it. So the punt now will be very interesting as Sanders that time on the carry as we approach the top of the hour. Just a reminder, you are listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20, Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Sewaldy. Glad to have you aboard. So what's the philosophy? Do you keep the punt low or do you kick it higher? What do you do right now?
You got to keep it low because it'll come right back at you. So what they should have done on third down was burn a timeout. Even if you had to burn two timeouts, to punt with the wind, because field position is more important than anything else.
High snap by Ello, gets it, and the kick goes up and
it's
goes nowhere.
Backwards.
It hits
backwards.
At the 40. It's rolling to the 35-yard line and down at around the 33-yard line, which the line of scrimmage was at the 33. So we'll see.
It's a minus one.
See where they mark it. If it's at the 32, it's negative one. Or if they're having a conference right now, they're going to mark it where they're drying off the ball. Oh, I got a couple of footballs on the field. Play two games at once here. Ernie Banks was right. They're going to mark it at the 32. We have one ball marked at the 31-32. So it's going to be a negative one on the punt. And you called it, Larry, that you want to go ahead and you got to play the wind.
If they would have passed on third down, you know, that would stop the clock with about 5 seconds left, and they could have punted the ball on fourth down.
Blackshear trying to pound it between the tackles. Again, the little scrum breaks out at the 27, down at the 26. Offense, after three quarters, Whitehall 259, 219 of that on the ground, 40 in the air for Reedy, 172, 66 rushing, and 106 passing. Mark the ball inside the 27-yard line, a gain of five, second and five from there. 10:55 left to go in this contest. Bird wanted to snap the ball because Reedy still had 12 on the field. And that's the one thing that Ray Mel will do sometimes. He gets a little emotional at times. He was upset that he couldn't snap it sooner. He takes it student body right inside the 25 to the 22 to the 21. And he's got the first down with 10:39 left to go. Move the sticks for the Rams now up by 8 and looking for more.
Ray Mel there is just, he's just floating to the outside. They're looking for a kickout block on the edge. And Reedy's edge man is coming up the field instead of into what we call the alley. He needs to pinch that a little bit tighter and constrict that hole.
How about Scott Kidwell? The job he's doing as the umpire, cleaning the football. Handoff, Blackshear off the right side, rumbles inside the 12 to the 11-yard line. And a nice gain there. He's going to be just shy of the sticks with 10:27 left to go, and you just wonder right now how tired that Reedy defense is.
Well, they're going to get a big dose of Mr. Blackshear here at 220 or 230 pounds. I mean, they're just going to, Whitehall's just going to try and pound the rock.
Second down and one, 10:14 left to go. They go with three backs in the backfield now, and the handoff goes to the up man. That is Freeman, the H-back, who got the first down inside the 10, and he is not too happy when he's pushed back. He's still got the football corralled back at the 19-yard line. He wants to talk to a few people, and there's a Reedy player down at the 10. Slowly getting up to his knees. With 10 minutes left to go in this contest.
Well, what happened on that play is we had the running back stood up at the line of scrimmage, and the wide receiver came in to push the pile, the scrum play, and he just drilled somebody, and it's not a... not an illegal play or anything, but that's what happens when you get these scrums.
Let's go back to the studios of AMA 20 where Ryan and Lee are standing by. And guys, what's going on there at Scoreboard Central, if you will?
Well, Hartley just scored. Miles Fleming with a touchdown run. They lead North Canton-Hoover now 37-28. New Catholic, Lucas Pierce hit Grant Myers for a 32-yard touchdown pass. They have taken the lead over Heath. Lancaster just got a 72-yard touchdown run from Jake Richards. They lead Pick North 28-21. And it is third and goal for Pickerington Central right now on the one-yard line, trailing Reynoldsburg by three.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the OCC, Ohio. Just stick around. It's like Ohio weather. It'll change in about 5 minutes.
We have no idea what's going to happen to those contests in Ohio.
It's crazy. I mean, every week it's just crazy.
And again, the player for Silver Knights has his jersey half up, so we can only see the top half
58.
Of the numbers. Is that 58?
Yep, it is.
I think Sam Hardenberg.
I believe it is.
That would be a huge loss to them.
Can't replace a three-year starter.
And what he does on the line, too. I mean, this is a guy that's a force that, you know, he can play pretty much anywhere in the line. Great at defensive end. Returning starter there, coming in with about 80 tackles on the campaign, and slowly trying to put pressure on both legs and walking off the field. And also a guy that starts at the strong guard. Was a starting fullback, when you think about it, last year as well, too. He's only to
pretty
the 21-yard line, yeah. And he had to go from the far side of the field to the near side.
Of course he did. Of course.
Injured at the far hash, so he's methodically working his way to the sidelines.
Now, the storm is coming from north to south, but the wind is blowing from south to north, so what we have here...
failure to communicate?
Something.
Between Mother Nature? So it'll be first and goal inside the 10. The forward progress for Freeman put him at around the 9-yard line. So first and goal from there. We'll start the clock again with 9:55 ticking. First and goal with three wide to the bottom, one to the top. And Bird going to the left, just keeping the ball inside the 10, inside the 5, puts his head down, breaks the plane, takes it in for the touchdown. Six more on the board. Right now the Rams have doubled up the Silver Knights at 28-14 with 9:46 left to go.
That was just too easy. The edge player for Reed, number 20, Cole Matthews, just came up the field and was an easy kickout block. You have to come downhill and pinch that hole, squeeze it off so that the running back has to bounce.
Carricher to attempt the point after.
Jose Carricher to make it 29-14. Still only two scores, but Reedy would have to convert a two-point conversion as well, too. Not stylistic, but it does count, betcha by golly. And it's now 29-14, 9:46 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster. For our loyal customers, have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. $7,000 off MSRP on a new Jeep Cherokee during Jeep Adventure Days. Or up to $10,000 off the all-new Ram 1500 during Ram Power Days. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33 in Lancaster. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Guys, Heath has scored and retaken the lead. They're up on Newark Catholic 24-20. And Pickerington North caps off a, or Pickerington Central, excuse me, caps off a 17-play, 92-yard drive. They lead Reynoldsburg 21-17.
I think Keith Jackson didn't say it best. Oh, Nelly.
Oh, Nelly.
Something that he said he never said. Bird, 20 carries, 172 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 catches, 28 yards, and a touchdown. So rushing this year, he's got a grand total of 19 touchdowns on the ground.
Well, barring something extraordinary happening, he looks like the leader in the clubhouse for the Martin J. Mitchell Award.
He's been a longtime supporter of St. Gabriel Radio. He's an ex-linebacker, wants to recognize the good hands player of the game. Larry Wolf will present the trophy to the player following the game. Carricher with the boot along the ground. Two hops, and then the big third hop. It's scooped up by Norris at the 17, 20, 25, 30. Near side, and runs out of room, and hits the sidelines around the 33, maybe the 34-yard line. Pushed out of bounds there on the play by Melvin Tinsley.
Well, Reedy needs to strike, and he needs to strike quickly. I mean, it's 9:37. There's plenty of time, but they're apt not to get the ball back right away unless Whitehall does something silly, so... They need to score quickly. They need to find something to get the ball on the favorable side of the field here.
You know, Rod Lightfoot has said that this team can be a light switch time team at times, and we've seen that here in the second half. First half was not that exciting for the Rams, but boy, third quarter and fourth, they have been a force. Next week, they have to show it again against London. For Reedy, they take on Bexley. 9:37 left to go, first and 10 from the 34-yard line. Cantor wants to throw, looks left, rolls to his right, pressure's on, going to throw it downfield and just kind of throw it away. Nicely done. He runs and throws it away, lives to throw another day. So it'll be second down and 10 with 9:31 left to go. Rolled left initially, Larry, for about a step or two, and then came to the right.
Well, he looked left. They were going to throw that slant pass, and it wasn't open. It was covered because the linebacker dropped. And then when he rolled to the right here, Thomas Stiltner got away with a hold there. He kind of grabbed the defender on the outside, and the officials didn't see it, and Reedy got an incomplete pass instead of a 10-yard penalty.
I thought that slant pass was always open.
It is if the linebacker rushes. That's why they call it an RPO at the next level. You read it.
Dent to the top, Norris to the bottom. Back slightly offset on a second down and 10 for the 34. 9:31 left to go. Foley time off the right side. Little gap. 35 sidestep the defender. Foley gets up to the 39. Tinsley sideswiped him at the 37. That was enough Tinsley to knock him down at the 39.
Yeah, he just kind of dove in at his legs and spun him around.
Reminder, if you want to be portable, go online, listen to us. Go to stgabrielradio.com, click on Listen Live. As I mentioned, if we get 10,000 listeners tonight, Larry and I get a massive bonus. I'm going to buy you a chocolate chip cookie.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. There's my bonus.
So I'm going to have to pay for half that cookie, I see.
Craig Savaldi has tipped us each a dime. I thought it's
that's so we can call
here's
home.
A quarter, call someone who cares. Wasn't the song? Have to go back in time to make a call. Third down, Cantor back to throw, looking, going long downfield for Norris.
That's
it's a jump
nowhere.
Ball. It hangs up there, and two Rams fight for the football and knock it away from each other. Tinsley fighting on the play with his teammate, Vaughn Williams, and they knock it away. Rod Lightfoot is going to lose his hair on that one.
Well, that ball went straight up in the air, and it was a duck. And that wind just knocked it straight down. I mean, you're throwing into about a, I'm going to say 15 to 20-mile-an-hour wind out there. It's pretty stout.
I got to ask you, Larry, how much do you look at a forecast before a game, and can you prognosticate that the wind's going to be blowing from a certain direction late in the contest?
You absolutely do. You absolutely do, and what you do, if you can, is you sometimes take the wind instead of the football.
And do you have a coach that handles the weather for your team?
I handled the weather for our team.
And Reedy, I think, is going to take a timeout. 8:44 left to go. One of the coaches here, Harris, is demonstrative. So bang on the glass. We'll take a break and remind you, this is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Well, Well, guys, Lancaster has scored again. They extend their lead over Pick North to 35-21. Johnstown taking control of their game. They lead Licking Heights 21-7. And Larry, it's getting scary in the Derby game. They lead Delaware 31-21.
Knock it off.
Gary Larry.
We're up 10 points.
I want to see if Reynoldsburg comes back, too.
This game's in the bag.
Now, they're still showing a punting scenario. Diallo standing back at his own 26-yard line. So they burn the timeout to punt.
It's only going to be about a 20-yard punt.
Got to keep it low.
Nice.
Not too bad. It's going to trickle inside the 30. Gordon has it at the 25. Sidesteps two. Across the 30. 35 diagonal to the 40. And bounces off a tackle with a stiff arm. 45. Midfield down the sidelines. 40, 30, 20. Gordon on his horse and into the end zone for a touchdown. There's something on the field. Is that a white towel or something, and not a flag?
Not a flag.
All right, that's a towel on the field with 8:24 left to go. 75 yards on the return by Gordon, and that will add six more to the board. It'll make it 35-14. And Christian Gordon, a guy that's great in space, and we saw that, needs to put his foot in the ground sometimes and stop running laterally so much. Well, that time it paid dividends for him, despite what Coach Lightfoot thought. And with that speed, took it around the corner and gets the touchdown to make it 35-14.
Carricher to attempt the point after.
Jose Carricher for the 36 points. My, how things have changed here in the second half. Snap, kick, and that is ugly. That is not going to make it to the goalpost. The kick is no good. So we stay on that track of 35 like it's 5 times 7. Again, let's go back to the studios of AMA 20. Rapidly changing contests, Ryan and Lee. So what do you have going on there, and what are your thoughts now with about 8:24 left to go in this one?
Well, unfortunately, it looks looking like Reedy just doesn't have enough here to hang in the second half. DeSales hanging tough, though, with Winton Woods. They trail, though, in that one, 21-14. In the fourth quarter, Watterson still leading 7-0 over Logan. Fisher Catholic hanging tough with Harvest Prep tonight. They trail, though, in the fourth quarter. The score in that one is still 12-0. Also, a game with playoff implications. Central Crossing has scored, but Upper Arlington still has a 21-7 lead. We will talk about all of these games with the playoff implications coming up after the game on the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Guys, week 9, it's been fun sitting here watching the scores, and it was fun for at least the first half here for Reedy tonight.
Exactly, Ryan. Great points. And is it fun for a player in the rain like this?
No.
It's not.
No, you get wet. Snow is fun. Rain is not
How about
fun.
For a coach?
Miserable for a coach. It's raining sideways. There's nothing fun about this. Now, if you're in the mud, that's a little different. But you're on turf. You don't even get the effect of the mud. But snow is a lot more fun to play in than rain.
So, Carricher has it teed up after that score by Gordon, some 75 yards on the touchdown. PAT no good. And it hits one of the legs of one of the Silver Knights at around the 30-yard line. It hit Cole Matthews, one of the up men, one of the linebackers, and they fall on it inside the 25-yard line. So a lot of work to do right now if you're Bishop Reedy. You're down by 21 points as Norris falls on it, and now you only have two timeouts left as well, too, and you're going against the wind, and pretty much you need a win here for any chance for a postseason party.
Right, so they had a chance right before the half to put another score on the board, make it 21-7 with the turnover, if you remember. Didn't get that done, and then they came right out in the second half and turned the ball over twice. Well, one was a kick return, and the other was a turnover. They had 14 quick points.
First and 10 from the 23-yard line with 8:22 left to go for the Silver Knights. There's time, but they need scores, and Foley's going nowhere. Got to the 24-yard line. Had to work for a yard on the play, and that's about it. Second down and 9. From there for the Silver Knights. Canter with a long walk to the sidelines. And the way that Ryan Cross has to saunter, it's not an easy walk for him either from the sidelines going out to his freshman quarterback. But you can see some positive signs too for the future with the Silver Knights when you think about the likes of Canter coming back, and you got Sanders coming back, and of course Jack Foley will be back for another season. And then remember Tyrese Hudson played in the first half of the campaign. If he can come back, he would just be a junior next year as a wideout. Quick out. The pass is going to be jumped on the route and taken back the other way. Inside the 10, the 5, they jump the route to take it in for the touchdown. Burris will take it in for the score. Burris, 30 yards from the interception return. That is his third interception on the season, second in this game, and his second for a touchdown. Combined, he's taken two back for 124 yards for touchdowns and add six more, and it's now 41-14 as we turn the numbers around with 7:37 left to go.
Right, now Reedy has basically no choice. They had to throw the football, but now you're throwing into the wind, and you're throwing a deep sideline route there. That's really tough for the freshman to do.
Carricher trying to get his hands wet, the same, hands dry, I should say. Same thing for Blackshear, the holder.
Well, the kicker doesn't need dry hands.
But he was drying his hands. Go figure. Well, last night we saw a wide receiver who's a kicker, Bame, for Westerville South. And the kick is up, and it's barely good. And he had to take off his gloves to kick. Now,
was he left-footed?
Huh?
Was he left-footed?
No, he was right-footed.
That would have made sense if he was left-footed.
But thinking that perhaps maybe if there's a bad snap, he'd have to pick it up and throw it perhaps. And you can't throw it with the gloves as well? I don't know, but he took off the gloves.
That's thinking too much. Kickers are, they're like left-handed relief pitchers in baseball.
But he's a wide receiver, too.
He's
a sophomore, too.
He's a pencil head.
Okay.
I mean, right? I mean, that's what you call wide receivers, pencil heads?
No, you do. I don't.
Okay. Pencil necks, whatever.
Anyway, the kick was not
I love it.
Artistic, but it counts. 42-14, and the rain now is picking up in intensity again. So, talking about raining on the parade for the Silver Knights, it has done that in this contest. And when you look at next week now, how big is that game? You know, there were two games I considered initially for Thursdays for Week 10, and Whitehall and London was going to be my first choice, but London said no to playing on a Thursday night. So we went to Reynoldsburg and Lancaster, and they said yes. So I'm very happy either way, and for Whitehall, what a huge contest they have.
Absolutely.
You would expect the Rams to fill the stands next Friday night.
I would hope.
I mean, I was there the last time the Rams made a run, all the way to the state championship game. I called that game back in 1984 when they lost to the Big Red in overtime by a count of 12-9. And there's a high two-hopper, and it's scooped up by Norris at the 22-yard line. He brings it up to the 26, maybe the 27. As we get ready for a first down play, let's go back to Ryan and Lee. And, guys, any updates on any other scores in the last couple minutes, sir?
Yeah, guys, all kinds of scores coming in here. It's getting close over at Jack Ryan Field. Hartley only leads North Canton Hoover by a score of 37-34. Wenton Woods has scored again. They're doubling up to Sales, 28-14. Waterson, they have a 14-0 lead over Logan. And, guys, Pickerington Central fumbles the football deep in their own territory. Reynoldsburg capitalizes, 24-21. The battle of 256.
Who leads, the Berg?
Yeah, the Berg.
All right, thanks. Woo! What a game.
Foley carries.
Maybe when we get done with this one, we'll go over there. Foley on the carry off the right side across the 30 up to the 32-yard line.
Where are they playing that game?
They're playing that game at Pickerington Central, I believe. Or is it Reynoldsburg?
Okay.
Oh, it's Reynoldsburg?
At least it's not on that grass field that's already been torn.
There is no grass over
there.
That's
what I mean.
Yeah. Remember, they played Pick Central, Pick North,
in
Gahanna. They moved it to Gahanna. Closest grass they could find. Second down, who said, and five from the 32-yard line with 6:54 left to go. Foley on the left side. Little gap there out across the 35.
Foley
to the 37-yard line near the sticks and near a first down.
Are we getting some hail? I hear it hitting the roof here. It sounded like it was hail, but it's very hard
thick rain.
Thick rain,
I think.
Thick rain.
How do you like that?
Wow.
I think he's the DJ that's on after Ryan and Lee.
Is it related to Purple Rain?
I don't know. You know, I go back to that Whitehall loss to Steubenville in overtime. So many weird things happened in that game. First of all, Soma made the touchdown catch with 25 seconds left to go to tie that game at 6. It looked like Jim Carter's going to kick the extra point for them to win it in regulation. It is now a first attempt for the 37. Foley had enough up back as they head off this time.
Ooh.
And he goes absolutely nowhere. That's Jacob Metz, 34, on the carry that time. Got maybe a yard on the play.
That was only second down on the tackle there. Yeah. I mean, a form tackle. Beautiful tackle.
And what happened there is they kept dumping the center for Whitehall, which later led to a rule change, remember, that you couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But they dumped him about four times, so it was like a fighter. By the fifth time, he tried to snap for the extra point. It was a horrible snap. Carter missed the extra point. They go to overtime. Carter kicks a field goal, but then I think it was Joe Johnson got the touchdown in overtime for the Big Red of Steubenville. And Reno Sokotch and company get the state championship in Division II, 12-9. A guy that I think to this day might still teach, quote-unquote, study hall. On a second down and nine from the 39-yard line. Second man through is going to get it. Foley, oh my goodness, he got whirly-birded in the backfield. He got hit on both sides, and his legs went flying in both directions. And he got hit hard. Jones helping to make the hit on that play.
Masante Porter.
Porter as well, too, number 17.
Porter dove in low, and Jones came over the top, and it was a spinorama in the midair.
Third down and 10 now from the 38-yard line. 5:17 and ticking now. Silver Knights just playing out the string right now here in week number 9. Outside hopes. The playoff spot, then Dash, Larry, in a few moments, will head down to the field and talk to Rod Lightfoot, the head coach of the Rams. A little boot, looking downfield is Canter, and he throws it and just kind of throws it into the sidelines with 4:55 left to go. It'll be fourth down now for the Rams, for the Silver Knights. And for the Rams, what a streak they'll be on now. They will have won 8 in a row after losing to Westerville Central 19-6. And I saw the Warhawks last night. They're a pretty good team. And at 5-4, they're sitting pretty for the playoffs right now. We'll see what happens for them. But when you look at Division One, Region Two, and the mess that's going on there, Reynoldsburg can really just really tighten a stranglehold if they can win that game against Pick Central. Fourth down, Aiello's going to punt from his own 25. Pressure on, gets it off, and it spins sideways. Gets across midfield and goes out of bounds inside the 45-yard line. I'm going to guess around the 42.
The combination of the wind and the rain has just really destroyed any chance that Reedy had to even think that they could move the football. Their inability to pass it in this weather and kick it in this weather. And they gave up that field position right at the end of the third quarter, and they never got it back.
Coupled with the fact that from late in the second quarter on, the Rams have shut down the running game
absolutely.
As well. So 21 yards on the punt, first and 10 from the 41.
I wasn't trying to say the weather had anything to do with them losing this game. Whitehall has totally dominated the second half.
Well, I think the dog ate their homework, too, didn't it?
It did.
All right, first and 10 from the 41. 4:46 left to go. Handoff, some new faces in the backfield there. As the handoff on the play goes to number 27, and that's Davion Henderson. Check that. That is number 27. That's Rashad Strickland. Strickland with a short gain on the play. And we have a player slow to get up. And now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field as one of the Silver Knights slow to come off the field at the 40-yard line. That's Stiltner.
Stiltner, I think it is. 88.
He has played like a warrior in this contest. 4:32 left to go, and slowly.
Well, he's had to because he lost his buddy Sam Hardenberg over there, last, 8 minutes ago or so.
Second down and 10. No gain on the play for the 41-yard line. They'll hand it off. And they turn the corner. Nice gain. Big gainer this time for number 24, Desmond Henderson. Henderson down inside the 30. And there's a flag at the end of the play at the 27.
Flag on the play.
And did they grab the collar there? A little horse collar action?
Yes, sir.
Checking some of the new faces out there. And we'll wait for the call from Charlie McDill. Personal foul. Horse collar. Is the call. I think his mic's working, or he's gone in reverse with the microphone.
Might be waterlogged.
So mark the ball after a nice gain on the play.
I think there's a guy out there in the housing area building an ark. This could be the one.
No. Thank you very much. Gain of 31 on the play and tack on the penalty to boot. It'll put it down to the 14-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from there.
I don't know how many Reinhardts are going to make it, but at least two Wolves are going to make it.
There you go. Wow, thank you very much. I go by Rhino as my nickname. Does that count?
No, that's a cousin.
From the gun now. On a first and 10 from inside the 14-yard line. They'll hand it off the left side. Once again, inside the 10, inside the 5, and backing his way. It's Drummond with a nice gain on play. Nikai Cameron is now the quarterback out there, 6'1", 170, and a junior, so he is playing at quarterback. Number 12. They're going to have the ball down to the 4-yard line. .356 left to go. 42-14. First and goal from the 4. Hand off the right side. Nothing there. Cutting back. Looking. Squirming and taking it into the end zone. It is Desmond Henderson. Henderson takes it in for the touchdown. And with 3:43 left to go, it is now 48-14. Is there a flag on the play?
Nope.
There's a towel on the field. So it's 48-14. So now we'll have the continuous clock with 3:43 left to go. An extra point time again for Jose Kircher.
Attempt to point out.
48-14.
14-7 game at halftime. Reedy was winning. And Whitehall has just totally dominated the second half.
Snap, kick, it is up, and it is good. 49-14. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Guys, Jalen January is having a night. He scores another touchdown. They lead North Canton Hoover 45-35. And Reynoldsburg just went for it on 4th-and-1. They get it. Pickerington Central has no timeouts and just over 2 minutes left in that one.
Wow. And here it's 49-14 with 3:43 left to go as Henderson takes it the last 4 yards, bouncing to his right and then to the left. Kircher with the PAT. Four plays, 59 yards, took 103 off the clock. Good job by Cameron to lead the second team offense. And now we'll have the continuous clock once we start this kickoff by Kircher as the lead now up to 35 points. People will look at this score and not understand what this contest was like for about two quarters. And Reedy looked to have the upper hand. And the ball blows off the tee, which is a break for the Rams because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The 11th guy just came on. He's trying to figure out where to go. Five. Where do I go? Here? No. Where do I go? I go to the outside?
Start the clock. Wins Norris. Lead for Reedy.
So 46 went on to help out. Couldn't find a spot. He left, so 56 comes on to replace him now. Antonio Martinez. And there's a boot by Kircher along the ground. It'll be scooped up by the Silver Knights at the 18-yard line. Foley's got it up across the 20, 25 to the 30. 35-yard line cuts inside up to the 40. And we'll have it up to around the 41-yard line before it's knocked down with 3:32 left to go. And again, remember, the margin now at more than 30 points, so we'll have that continuous clock to wind up this contest unless the Silver Knights can get a touchdown to get it under 30 points. So not the contest that Reedy wanted to see, but it is the game that Whitehall wanted to see last year, a team that won 7-4 2 years ago, 8-3, and 3 years ago.
When Pope John Paul II landed in Washington, D.C., and was greeted by then President Reagan,
now,
the President said, "Welcome to the land of the free." And John Paul II said,
"From the 41-yard line."
Yeah.
And a timeout going to be taken, and it's burned on the field by the Silver Knights. They'll take a timeout. We'll pause as well, too, with 3:08 left to go. This is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
And welcome back to Fortress Obetz. 49-14. Silver Knights have the ball. Larry is down on the field right now. Put it up. First and 10. They hand it off. New faces out there for both squads as the handoff will take the Silver Knights across midfield down to the 49-yard line as Connor Moore on the carry that time for Reedy. Larry, paint a picture of the field conditions down there, sir.
Well, it's windy. It's wet. It's going sideways. I'm not sure how long this equipment's going to hold up here. It's pretty wet down here. I'm glad I wore my nice coat that they provided us from the radio station because I'm staying fairly dry.
Second down and 1 from midfield. They say it's just short of the first down, but handed off. Nothing there that time as they spin Moore down and knock him down. Canter's going to come to the sidelines and get the play again. So when you're down there, how fortunate are they to have this kind of turf to play on here at Fortress Obetz?
Oh, this is spectacular. Now, the footing down here is still good. I mean, it's... The water seems to be going through the turf, which is the way it's designed. There's no puddling. It's perfect conditions in terms of the field. But in terms of the wind and the rain, that's not very nice.
A loss of one. Third down at two now from back of the 49 for Canter and company. The backs are offset with 1:57 left to go. Canter rolls, looking pressure from the backside, and throws it downfield in the pass. Tipped and incomplete on the play. It was tipped at around the 37-yard line by the big paws of Melvin Tinsley and headed on the play
for Contosta.
Alex Contosta at the 39-yard line. So is it cold down there as well, too?
It's a little nippy. Yes, absolutely. It's the wind and the rain combination. When you get the rain on your hands and things like that, they get chilly in a hurry.
Feels pretty good up here in the press box.
I bet it does.
Scott's toast. He's taking off one of his three sweaters right now.
Yeah, you brought a portable heater tonight, you big sissy. You thought it was going to be cold in the press box.
Hey, I'm here to protect the crew. I remember the days of Dover and other places.
Dover.
As well. Fourth down and two. They're going to go for it, and they lost the handle, and Canter will fall on it. When he does so, he will get the ball, but it doesn't matter. They did not get the first down. He's 2 yards shy of the stick, so now the Rams will get it back, and you would think that all they'll do is take a knee or two and call it a contest and win by a count of 49-14. And again, Larry, something I mentioned while you were on the way down, people will look at the score and think that Whitehall dominated throughout, and that was not the scenario this contest.
No, it was 14-7 at halftime, and Reedy had a chance right before the half to make it 21-7. They got a turnover on the short side of the field and couldn't punch it in. And then Whitehall came out and took the opening kickoff back. And that really broke the back, I think, of Reedy, because then Reedy fumbled on, I think, the second play from scrimmage. Whitehall picked it up on the short side of the 40, and a few plays later, you know, they were up by seven, and the dam had broken, and it was on the way.
Victory formation, maybe one more snap. Let's go back to Ryan right now. Ryan, you had some games approaching finals. Did anything go final like Pick Central and Reynoldsburg?
Randy, not yet, but it looks like that one is going to go final. Reynoldsburg has just ran for another first down, so that should ice it. And Lee just told me right before you tossed it that Lancaster has knocked off Pickerington North. So the Golden Gales, six wins in a row, 35-21.
That is something. And here we've got 27 seconds left to go. So I'll snap it one more time with 24, and that will do it. And Larry already, the first person, the first civilian out on the field right now.
It's every man for himself at this point.
And you too, right?
As far as I know.
All right. Do you know Rod Lightfoot?
I do not, but I'm going to find him in this rain. I'm sure he wants to spend extra time with me out here on the field.
A long time ago, he was wearing glasses, so I don't know if that's going to help you. He probably won't have them on now, but Larry's going to go and try to find the head coach of the Rams as 49-14. You heard the whistle to make it an official final count to this contest. So Whitehall now makes it eight straight. They're 8-1 on the season, 3-6 the tally right now for Bishop Reedy, as that will knock them out of any playoff contention. And when you look at it, it's got to be a scenario, too, where you look at Whitehall, and they're in good shape, but with the way the traffic goes right now, they'll probably need more just to get over the top. And they've got London next week. Let's go down to Larry right now and Rod Lightfoot.
I'm here with the victorious Coach Lightfoot, and obviously the conditions are miserable out here right now, but your kids played great in the second half. What happened at halftime?
Well, I tell you what, we just, in the first half, you know, too many penalties, too many mental mistakes out there. I mean, we can tell the kids, look, you know, we're just getting in our own way. We got to come out in the second half and make it a total team effort. We did, you know, all aspects of the game. You know, offense scored twice, defense scored, and our special teams scored. So it was, you know, it was a tremendous turnaround for our kids, and it's going to launch us into next week.
Well, this sets up the big, big showdown next week with London. I mean, it's for all the marbles for you guys to win, and you're probably going to get in.
Yeah, we told the kids all year long we got to win out to have a chance to make it in Region 7. And, you know, Coach Cutler's going to have those guys ready to go, and we've got to find some way to stop Price.
Well, you'll be the first team to do it if you do it. So hats off to you if you can do it. It's going to be a chore. I have the Martin J. Mitchell Player of the Game Award that goes to Mr. Raymel Bird. He had a fantastic night tonight. Obviously, he's a great player for you. Talk about Raymel for
me. Raymel's a tremendous, just not just a tremendous football player, but just a great kid. You know, he's a very coachable. He's more than anything, he's a leader on this team, and he's a spark for our kids.
Well, he made big play after big play, and then your special teams kind of took over, made a game that was actually a pretty close game route.
You know, Coach Cross, you know, he's a legend. He's going to have these guys ready to play each Friday night. And, you know, we had our hands full in the first half. Just, you know, he finds a way to get our kids to, you know, make mistakes, and they did that. So, thankfully, we overcame that in the second half.
Well, Coach, good luck next week at London, and good luck to you getting in the playoffs.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And a good thing for them, it's at Whitehall. That's going to help them out now. They almost, Larry, you don't know this, but you almost got Gatorated. You and Rod Lightfoot almost got what was left of the Gatorade tossed on you. Not that you could feel it.
I only got Gatorated once. We won a regional championship, and I think it was like 40 seconds to go in the game, and the biggins, you know, those big guys up front, they grabbed the Gatorade, and they doused me with it, and I was still coaching like I was in the zone because I absolutely didn't know that I had gotten Gatorated. It was all over me. It was down my back, and I was like coaching, and they said, how did you not feel that? Well, I was looking through a keyhole, and I didn't see or feel anything, so I'm not sure I would have said the same thing tonight. I would not have been happy if I had gotten Gatorated.
Well, George Allen, do what you ever want to do. If you want to stay down there, that's fine. If you want to come up, that's fine. We're going to take a break, and we'll wrap it up in a minute. What do you want to do?
I'm coming up there. It's too wet down here.
Take your time. It's going to take an hour for you to get back up here. We'll take a break. 49-14 the final as Whitehall gets the victory over Reading in week number 9. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
When Pope John Paul II landed in Washington, D.C. and was greeted by then-President Reagan, the president said, "Welcome to the land of the free." And John Paul II said, "Free, yes, but free for what? Free for what?" It seems today that we define freedom as the ability to do whatever you want. Of course, doing whatever we feel like doing in the moral realm doesn't necessarily lead to freedom, but often leads to vice. Vice. That's the perfect word for it. It's a destructive habit that grabs us kind of like a vice grip and doesn't let us go very easily. Don't believe me? Think of your favorite sin. Now try to stop. Genesis 4:7 says, "Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you, but you must subdue it and become its master." You see, freedom isn't the ability to do whatever we want. It's the power to do what's right. And ultimately, true freedom is the power to love. That's the kind of freedom Jesus Christ modeled for us in his life and in his death. And it's the kind of freedom he's inviting us to live in today. I'm Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Welcome back one final time to Fortress Obetz. What a great place for a high school football game. It was a great start for Reedy. At halftime, things looked pretty good, but then the wheels came off. They led 14-7 at the break, then 15 points in the third quarter for Whitehall, 27 in the fourth, and they walk away 49-14. They're 8-1, 3-6 now for the Silver Knights. Final stats in this contest, total offense, Whitehall with 332 yards, 203 for Reedy. For the Silver Knights, 97 rushing, 106 passing. For Whitehall's 292 on the ground, 40 in the air. They had 17 first downs to the Rams to 9 for Reedy. 9 penalties for 80 yards for Whitehall, 8 for 80 for Reedy. We had 6 turnovers, evenly dispersed 3 apiece for the two teams. Foley had a good first half when you look at it. Bird had a great contest. Foley wound up with 22 carries, 82 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Cantor was 6 of 16 passing for 106 and 2 picks. One was directly leading to a touchdown. The other, eventually, they scored on. Now, Bird, 20 carries, 172 and 2 touchdowns, 2 catches for 28 yards and a touchdown, 3 of 8 passing for 12 yards and 1 interception. So they get the victory in this contest. The light switch came on at halftime for Whitehall. Whatever Rod Lightfoot said, it worked. And so now the big game sets up for Whitehall against London next week at Whitehall Yearling High School. And for Reedy, they play against Bexley in week number 10. Some pride there on the line. And, Larry, now that you're semi-dry, your final thoughts?
Well, 3 big plays. I mean, the kickoff return, the interception return, and the punt return for touchdowns. That's 21 points. And then the field position just changed, and Reedy wasn't able in the fourth quarter to make any kind of comeback. The wind, the rain, and all that just helped. But the better team won tonight. Whitehall was the better team. They played better from scrimmage. They did everything in special teams. Hats off to Whitehall, and good luck next week.
I'd say go home and take a shower, but I'll just say go home instead now.
I'm already wet. Need a towel.
I'm excited for the scoreboard show. This should be a lot of fun. Ryan and Lee are stoked for this one. Stick around because in just a couple of minutes, we'll have the AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan and Lee have the scores, highlights, and interviews with the coaches right up to 11 o'clock. I will see you next week. DeSales and Watterson from Historic and Scenic Hagley
Field.
That's
the hag.
There you go. Thank you. You'll be dry by then, right?
I'm hoping.
All right. Thank you very much. Great job by the entire crew. Most importantly, we thank you for listening. The final score for the final time, 49-14 Whitehall over Reedy. I'll say it one last time. This has been the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Good night, and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week was brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week for a huge CCL showdown as Watterson hosts DeSales at Hagley Field. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the Week 9 scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.
Turn up the notch on success with an